Amar Rafia Barashi, Past Sanuma Bakara, Mavarchan Alea Hamotzi. So Rafia Barashi says that bread that is Sanuma Bakara. Can anybody translate that for me? I don't know what that means.
Dried bread on a plate?
Dried bread on a plate. Where'd you get that from?
Jasper says he's a harder shrunk.
Hard or shrunk?
Okay. Okay. Rashi says dry.
It's not toasted.
It's just dry.
Right, so dry bread. Right, so one of the things I'm pointing out here is Rashi, sometimes we sort of get brainwashed by what Rashi says because he's right there. And we often confuse what the Gemara says and what Rashi says, assuming that what Rashi's saying is the simple or perhaps the only shot in the Gemara, especially when it comes to translating, and that's not true. There are different explanations. It's also based, if Rashi quotes them here, Tsunumos Dakos, it's Machlokas Rashi and Ramban exactly understand it. We're going to go with Rashi's explanation for now, that Yuvesha Shinasna Bika'ara, Lishros, so you take a hard bread, toast, whatever you want to call it, dry bread, that you put in a pot and you're soaking it in the pot, perhaps because then you can eat it, because beforehand it was too dry. Okay, so again, Amar Rav Chaya Rashi, Pas Tsunum Bika'ara Mevarchan Alea Hamotzi. So you make a bracha of hamotzi. Okay, sounds nice. And then not everybody agrees with that. Upligid Rebechia, Damar Rebechia, Sarach Shetichla Bracha Im Hapas. So this is in disagreement with what Rebechia says. Rebechia says that you have to finish the bracha with the pas. What does that mean? Finish the bracha, Sarach Shetichla. Does anybody disagree with the way I'm translating it? What does it mean, Sarach Shetichla Bracha Im Hapas?
When you finish the bracha,
when you finished completely the bracha, or you
as you're finishing,
as you're finishing the bracha, yeah, what he said.
When the pas is still there, im ha-pas, with bread, not with anything else.
Im ha-pas, what do you mean not with anything else?
So that, but it has to be pas, not like this, like kind of like wet piece of bread. It has to be like pas.
Okay, interesting. So you're saying the wet piece of bread is not considered pas. Perhaps that's an interesting explanation. Yeah. Anybody else? Yeah.
I mean,
while you're cutting, before the bracha. So when are you saying your bracha? I was planning on bringing a piece of bread here, and you know everybody can demonstrate what they're saying over here. So when are you saying the bracha?
As you're cutting, and when you finish the bracha, you have a slice of bread.
Okay, so you're sort of, it's all going in one motion. You're saying the bracha as you're cutting it, and then when you're done, you have a piece of bread for you there. Okay, so, but the bracha is being said, and it's already in the process, at least, of being cut. Okay, so we'll see if that pans out and which explanation makes the most sense. So that's, so why is that arguing with Rav Chaya Barashi? Rav Chaya Barashi says, Pasu Bakar Barakhan Amotzi. So what's he telling us? He's telling us that if there's bread that's soaked in water, you make a bracha of hamotzi. So let's go back to that. What is he telling us? What's his, I guess, chiddush? Why did he even decide to say something? Yeah.
That you took like this dry bread, you put it in water. I think that it may not get hamotzi because that like it's kind of bread, it's not kind of bread. So he's saying, I don't know, it gets hamotzi.
So you're l'shitasa with the way you explain the Rav Chaya's position. Rav Chaya Barashi saying maybe it doesn't get hamotzi. Kamash Malan, it does, and it's real bread. But you're saying Rav Chaya says it is real bread. Okay, so what, does anybody agree with him? Disagree? Let's forget about any Rishonim we saw. Just reading the Gemara. Does what he's saying make sense?
It
is bread, but you're not going to make hamotzi on it because you're only going to make hamotzi on a whole loaf, so you get a mezonos. Okay. Maybe, I don't know. You may only make hamotzi on a whole loaf. You're going to say that. Okay, yeah.
I just say, that makes sense. Because it's not a din, whether it's pas or not pas, it's a din. in the bracha, because are we saying over here, he's going to talk about hamotzi, he's going to say that over here that he tznuah, you would also not get the hamotzi afterwards. There's a difference in hamotzi, and there's a difference in hamotzi, and there's a difference in pas. No one ever said there's a difference in pas. It's just that you need to have, when you're saying hamotzi, you need to have it on a shalim. But if it's not a shalim, then you don't get hamotzi. Of course you get a berachas hamazon.
Okay. So maybe you'll get, so everybody would agree you get a berachas hamazon, perhaps. So fine. So anybody over here? I asked to sit over here. So anybody want to say anything from this side? You don't have to. I'm not putting anybody on the spot. Just get ready, because so far we got nothing from this side. Okay. So last so one, yeah.
So it seems to say that unit, as opposed to Rechiah Bar Asher, it seems to be saying that you already have a ready-made slice, but they got a ready-made slice. And Rechiah says, no, you need to actually do the Asher whilst you're making a bracha. And so before you even made the bracha, you don't have a ready-made slice. I don't know whether that means you have a full piece of bread or you have like a bigger piece of slice. And then after the bracha, you have a new slice. But not the slice, but you started off before the bracha.
After the bracha, rest. That's the right. So the first, what are you saying? The first pen, Rabbi Rashi.
Okay, but you have a ready-made slice from the beginning of the bracha.
And so, what's the skiddush? You're allowed to say hamotzi on it.
Yeah, you're allowed to start the bracha on a slice.
You're allowed to start, but is anybody saying that you wouldn't say hamotzi on it? Or what is Rabbi Chiya saying?
So Rabbi Chiya seems to be saying that you. So maybe, I don't mean Rav Chiya would say that it would be a different bracha. He's just saying the idea that you shouldn't be doing.
Okay, so basically what we're playing with over here is the fact that the Shach Matar in the Gemara seems to be a little strange. You have here, starting off, saying, Pasa Bukhari, you're making a hamotzi, which seems to be the Kiddush is, you're making a hamotzi on it, right? And then who's going to argue on that? The person's going to argue and say, you're not going to make a hamotzi on it. Right? So that seems to be the way we would want to read the Gemara. The problem is that most Rishonim don't read the Gemara that way. The reason why most Rishonim don't read the Gemara that way is because they find it hard to stomach the fact that we wouldn't make a hamotzi on bread that's cut up into pieces, even if it's dried out, right? Did you do the sugya of chavitza?
Mm-hmm.
So what did that sugya tell us? That I heard a bunch of
models.
Right, so it doesn't matter how small the bread is or how, perhaps even how dry or wet or whatever, it's bread is bread. And that's it. So based on that Gemara about chavitza, you'll see in the Rishonim tomorrow as you read through them, you'll try to pull that piece out about how exactly does chavitza, the sugya of chavitza, fall into the big picture. There are Rishonim, and there are the brackets over here, so if you don't have time for them, do the pre-Rishonim first, but if you look in the Baal HaMa'or, I believe, talks about this also, and he actually explains the Hamot, that is the Chiddush, that you do say Hamotzi, and how he understands that the Chavitzi, you can deal with that tomorrow when you go through the Rishonim again, but I don't think we're going to deal with that in Shir that much, but just the point being is that just in the Shach of Tarla Gemara, it says Hamotzi, the second opinion seems to be saying, right, I would guess he was saying, then you're not saying Hamotzi. Most Rishonim don't learn that way, because I just can't fathom, based on the Gemara Chavitza, that anybody would say, you wouldn't say Hamotzi on bread. If it's bread, it's bread. And that's it, no matter how small you cut up into the piece, no matter how dry it is. Right? What did I say about croutons? Right? Not the little fried croutons, it's a different question, but if you go to the store, sometimes they take a piece of bread and they dry them out, they toast them, they cut them into pieces and you put it into the soup. Maybe that's chavitza, I don't know, but I'm saying, what do the poskim say about that? I think most poskim say you have to say hamotzi. What? Forget about the frying. There's the little mini croutons, those are fried, you have a question about bishul and tigun and all that type of stuff. Not those little croutons that they serve here with the soup. If you go to some restaurants, they take toast, they cut it into pieces, and they put it into the soup, so it gets soaked. So I think most poskim say hamotzi. Obviously, poskim come later than the Gemara, so I'm skipping steps. But the point is that based on the sugya of chavitza, you say hamotzi on anything that's pachas mekzayis. Not all Rishonim agree, and keep that in mind when you learn tomorrow. So let's start the Gemara again. Amar Rechiah Bar Ashi, pas tenuma b'ka'aro mevarachin aleha hamotzi. So you make a hamotzi on pas tenuma b'ka'aro. Pligder b'chiyah, damar b'chiyah tzarach shetich l'brachin ma'pas. You have to finish the bracha with the bread. Okay, so which we see, the consensus seemed to be that you finish the bracha as you are slicing the bread. Okay, so maskif la rava maishnat senuma delo mishum dechi chalya bracha aprusa kachalya. So Rav has a problem. So let's just read it with Rashi. So, aprusa kalya, kevan da amart in prisas aprusa tichla, since you, Rav Chia, says that you have to finish the bracha as you are slicing, my chashibusa, my aniyasa. So what did you gain here? Why? Al pasnami kikha gamra aprusa gamra. So you're saying, Rav Chia, don't make it on the tsunuma. Why? Because they're too small. They're too small, and you're not going to be able to, right? We want you to make a bracha on something that's bigger, right? And so this way you can slice the bread as you're making the bracha. But Rav is saying is that if you want to have this, basically this whole piece of bread, then what are you gaining if you're slicing the bread in the middle? If you're slicing the bread as you're making the bracha, Rav seems to be saying you shouldn't be slicing the bread at all until you finish the bracha. That seems to be what Rav is saying. And if you continue to the next Amud, it says, El Amar Rava, Mivarecha Harkach Botsei. Rather, what should you do? You should make the bracha, and then you are Botsei. So, what does that mean? Mivarecha Harkach Botsei.
First make bracha, and afterwards make
cut it. Okay, so you're translating Botsei as cut it. Okay, so that's fine. Ah!
Tosfot and Rashi both explain as separated.
Tosfos and Rashi both explain it as separate. So let's see Rashi. El Amar Rava, Mivarech Acharkach Botsei. V'gomer Kol HaBracha, finish the entire bracha, V'acharkach Mafrish. Then you are Mafrish the Prusa, the Kaya Bracha Apostol, because you finish the bracha on a whole piece of bread. So,
is it Mafrish or is it?
What's the other one? Right, so if you look at, if you have the fancy new Gemara's, which I assume all of you have, so he has a little hay on the side where it says, maybe it's mafris. Mafris. So what's the difference between mafris and mafris? What? He's not talking about being mafris kala here in terms of the mitzvah.
Mafris would be ripped.
It's a what? Mafris is to separate what, and what's mafris? To cut. Right, so we're not talking about mafris kala here. No. I think the distinction is that is Rashi telling us that you, right, say that already, that you say
you're separating
you
the
fisher?
Yeah.
Hey, brother. Okay. Yeah.
Is he saying that you're separating the challah? I mean, I think if you're separating the challah, it's already cut. Or are you first cutting it only to then give it out?
Okay. Excellent. So is it the difference? Is mafresh mean to separate it or to cut it? So what does that mean? So we'll see Tosfos will explain it a little bit better. So what does Tosfos say? The Hilchos HaKarava, Tosfos is going a little bit later on the Gemara, I guess we'll finish up the Gemara. So the Gemara is just telling us who did what and who followed who. So Nahardai Abdi Kerbchia, Rabbanan Abdi Kerava. Nahardai did like Kerbchia, Rabbanan did like Rava. So there's different opinions. Amravina, Amrali Aim. Avucha Avid Kerbchia. So my mother used to tell me, my mother told me that my father used to do it like Rav Chia. The Amar Rav Chia Tzarach Shetitla Bracha Yim Apas. So seemingly he used to cut and say the bracha as he was cutting. Rabbanan Avdi Kirava. But the rabbis, you know, disagreed with your father and they said like Rava. But it looks like Rava, the Amar Rav Chak Botsei. And the halacha is like Rava that says first you make the bracha and then you are Botsei. So before we get to Tosfos, let's just get the opinions down. And again, I understand the opinions are a little bit unclear since we didn't see the Rishonim, and that affects the way we understand the Gemara. But let's just get the opinions down. You have Rav Chia Barashi says, Pasen Rebukara, you make a hamotzi. So, okay, if there's small pieces of bread, you make a hamotzi, and you're allowed to make a hamotzi. And that's let's actually see at least this Tosfos. You guys saw this Tosfos, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, so let's see what Tosfos has to say about this because it will affect the way we understand the next Tosfos also. So Rav Chia Barashi says, "Pasu mukar, you make a hamotzi." So what does that mean? So b'im tamar hechi mar. What's the case? Right, this is really what we're struggling with. What are we talking about here? Im yesh shleima lufanav ha'amrinam b'samach dukuliyama shleima adiv. So if there's a shalim in front of you, right? Basically, Tosfos is learning what comes first. What comes first? Right? If there's a shalim in front of you, have a whole piece of bread in front of you, then everybody would agree that what comes first?
Shalim.
The shalim should come first. Because that's what we learn in the next sugya, which we didn't learn yet, that shalim is adif. So ve'ileka el tsenuma. So let's say there is only a tsenuma, and we don't have a shalim in front of us. If that's the case, hechi pagel rebichia. Okay, so how can Rabbi Chiya argue with that? And this is what I referred to before. If you have little pieces of bread, even if there's not a kazayas, you still make a hamotzi. If it looks like bread. So basically, Tosis is bothered by, this is our question, what are we talking about here? What's the machlokas? What's the case? Right? So on the one hand, if there's a shalim, if it's a question of does shalim come first or does something else come first, so shalim should come first. So Tosa says that can't be. Rather, what is it, that we're just discussing whether or not you make a hamotzi? That can't be either, because everybody would agree that you make a hamotzi. So what is the case? So Tosa says like this. V'yesh lomar, kagon de'ika shleim alafana. Okay, I'm stepping back. I'm taking a step back. Really, there is a shalim. Oh, I just told you that if there's a shalim, for sure you're going to make a brach on the shalim like the next sugya. So Tosa says, no, not according to everybody. Rav Chiya bar Ashi sabar dehave kimo shleima. Ma'achar shehitha viva. So Rav Chiya bar Ashi says, this pas tenuma b'ka'ara, even though it's not shalim, it's like shalim. Kimo shleima, since why? It's chaviva. What's chaviva? Is preferred, you like it. Since you like it, it's like shalim, and therefore, which one do you make a bracha on? Right? So Tosfos is learning that you have, basically, this is a question of what comes first. Where, yeah, kedima b'brachos. What bracha, what not, kedima brachos usually assume, is it a hamotzi, or is it a ha'etz, or is it a ha'etz, or a dum? But here it's no, you have, what are you going to make the bracha on? What item do you want the bracha to be chal on? So Tosis is saying that according to Rav Chiya bar Ashi, so we would think that everybody would say the bracha should be chal on the shalim. You should make your amotzi on the shalim, and then after that you can eat your pasta and bukara, which you might may or may not like better. Rav Chiya bar Ashi is saying no, pasta and bukara obviously tastes better because it's soaked in, you know, yummy liquid. So you can eat, so pasta and bukara tastes better. So you like pasta and bukara better. So Rav Chiya bar Ashi is saying that chaviv is at least brings you to the same level as shalim, and therefore the chaviv will come first, and therefore you can make a bracha on the, your bracha should be chal, your hamotzi should be chal on the pas tenuma b'ka'ara, and you don't have to worry about the fact that there's a shalim in front of you. Yeah.
Just a question. He says b'chuli al shalim adif, and he's making a diya from the fact that there's a adif, and that's mashma that you can say one adif, but the verbal push can say one on regular pruso.
Right, so I saw in I forgot which was a recent or Aharon, that the discussion here is not whether or not you can, right? If you want to feel, if you feel rebellious and you decide to make a bracha on pasun and bakara instead of the shalom, forget about Rav Rashi for a second. And let's say we don't even forget about, we don't pasun Rav Rashi, let's say we pasun like Rav, which we do. And you feel rebellious and you want to make the bracha on a pasun and bakara even though you have a shalom in front of you. So do you have to say an al-khayt because of that?
But he wasn't going on that yet. Meaning that was on, I was on the thing. He was still going on that. Why can't you say that he's only talking about a shlema, that we're only talking about whether there's one piece in front of you? That's because of the diuk of the fact that there's a deep later.
He's assuming in the question that everybody's assuming, everybody agrees that shalem is better. If everybody agrees that shalem is better, who's going to tell you to make a brach on pasun of bakar? Nobody would ever tell you that because everybody agrees shalem is better. And the assumption in the question of Tosos is that there would be, nobody would argue on that. Nobody would argue that shalim is better. Everybody would say that whenever you have a shalim in front of you, the question's over. Right? The gemara is over, the sugya is over. You make a bracha on that shalim. That's what Tosos is assuming in the question. And the answer he's saying, not so fast. Maybe it's not true. Maybe not everybody would agree that shalim automatically comes first, because maybe chaviv can at least bring you up to the status of shalom.
According to you, if you're eating Tosos like that, if you're eating that stuff that Tosos is disproving that we're talking about one piece of bread, then how does he connect in Adif to Purim? What's the connection between Adif and Purim? If you're talking about where everyone agrees that Adif is better, then that should be a riot by itself. You don't need Purim.
I don't know. Where are you?
I'm talking about the beginning of Tosos.
Yeah, keep reading. Vim Tomar.
Right, Hamaskinon, Lael, Purin, Ahab, Bishem, and Dias, Rajan, Lael, Hamuzi, Oil, Bishbu, Torizan.
Right, so in the question of Tosos, there's two, you have two options, right? We're trying to figure out the Metzias. What's the Metzias of this case? Right? So one option is that it's a question of where are we going to make our bracha? Are we going to make our bracha on X, or are we going to make our bracha on Y? So Tosos says, if that's the question, and there's a shalim in front of you, right, there's a shalim in front of you, then everybody agrees you make a bracha on a shalim. Nobody would disagree with that. So therefore, Tosin in the question is assuming that that can't be the Metzias. The Metzias can't be that there's a Shalom in front of you. Rather, there's no Shalom in front of you. So then what's the question of the Gemara? What's the question of the Gemara? So Tosin is saying, oh, what are you going to say? The question of the Gemara is whether or not you say Amotzi or not. Tosin says you can't say that either. Because we know from Pirurin that you're going to make Amotzi. So Tosin, the question is saying why you can't, why we're just stuck. Why we're stuck, you can't say the question is shalim versus not shalim, because everybody would agree shalim. And you can't say the question is hamotzi versus not hamotzi, because everybody would agree it's hamotzi. So that's Tosha's question. So what's the case? Right, answer the question. What's the case? I don't know. Right, so that this question of what's the case in the Gemara that Tosos poses here is the question that all of these Rishonim that I gave you deal with. And they're all going to answer it slightly differently. Or maybe not even slightly differently, dramatically differently. All right, so as you go through the Makoros tomorrow, keep that in mind, that there's going to be different answers to this question. But does everybody get the question?
Yep.
Yes, maybe? Okay. Yes. Right, so the question is, that's good. The question is which? What's our case? What's our case? So what's Tosos's answer? Tosos's answer is that there's a fundamental problem with my question. I was assuming that Sholem would always win, and now I'm telling you it's not true. According to Rav Chaim Barashi, maybe Shalom's not going to win. According to Rav Chaim Barashi, Shalom is not, Chaviv can take on the place of Shalom, and therefore we're going to make the bracha of Hamotzi, therefore we're going to make the bracha of Hamotzi on the Pasun Bakara, and you could forget about the Shalom. Don't worry about the Shalom. Okay? That's Tosos' answer. Let's keep, I think we stuck in the middle. Let's read the answer again. The Yishomar can go into Ika Shalem Alefana. Really, there is a Shalom in front of you. Ubatza Minat Sinuma. Rav Chiya Barashi suffered to have a kimo shlema mi'achashi chaviva, and therefore you're going to make the bracha on that one. So that's Rav Chiya Barashi. So what about Rav Chiya? And that when I went through the sugya, it was very helpful, especially as you go through Rishonim and you get through all these opinions, it's kedai to make a chart of some sort, however you like making charts, of just each opinion in the Rishonim, and then what each of the three opinions in the Gemara say according to those Rishonim. So it's also laying it out here. According to the first opinion, shalem is not as important if you have Chaviv. Chaviv can take the place of Shalim. What about the second opinion? Rav Chiya Sfir Leitzar Shetif LaBrachim HaPas. So you have to, what does that mean? You have to finish the bracha with the pas. Vim Kain Ba'inan Shetif LaBracha Im Bitsias HaPas. You're saying the bracha, as like we said, as you are actually slicing the bread. V'kevan Shebitzua Kodem Lachen Shlema Adiv. So what about the Pasun Bakara? So that's so important. Right? You can't do it. You can't use that. Why? Because it's already cut. So if what he's saying is like this, what's Rav Chiya arguing on? Rav Chiya is saying that you, Rav Chiya Barashi, say you can make the bracha on the Pasun Bakara because it's chavim. But I have a problem with that. What's my problem with that? What's Rav Chiya's problem with that? How can you make a bracha on Pasun Bakara if they're small pieces? I have a principle that what do I need to do? What do I need to do, Rav Chiya says? I need to cut the piece of bread while I'm making a bracha. There is some inyan, we'll have to understand exactly what it is, but there's some idea here that I have to make my bracha as I'm cutting the bread. So if your bread's already cut, you're losing that inyan of making the bracha as you're cutting your bread. So according to Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya Barashi is wrong. Rav Chiya Barashi says that you can make the bracha on the Pasun Bakara. Rav Chiya says you cannot. Why? Because I need to make the bracha as I'm cutting, and the Pasun Bakara is already cut. Okay, that's Rav Chiya's opinion according to Tosfos. Well, and now finish it up, and then we'll get to what Tosfos says about Rava. About I leka shlema. Let's say there's no shalim. Modesh yivarcha peruma. What's the chamin aretz? Tosfos says everybody would agree that you would make hamotzi, right? Tosfos is basically isolating the hamotzi question. That's the way that some of you guys said in the beginning that it's a question of hamotzi versus not hamotzi. Tosfos is saying that is not correct. That it's not a question of hamotzi, not hamotzi. It's a question of shalim versus chaviv, and what's the milah of shalem according to Rav Chiya? I guess using the word shalem is also a little misleading. What does Rav Chiya say we need to do? We just need to make the cut as we're making the bracha. So do you need shalim? What do we say about shalim? What? You just be right. So meaning like this, right? It's clear that according to Tosfos, the question is: you have a shalim in front of you, or you have pasim bakar in front of you. That's a question according to Tosfos. Shalim pasim bakar. What does Rukhiya say you do?
Shalim.
Why shalim?
Because
you have to cut. So do you actually need shalim here?
It's unclear. No.
What do you mean?
Go either way. You might just say you need to perform cutting to occur.
Exactly. According to Rav Chiya, right, do you need it to be a whole piece of bread? No, you just need it big enough to cut. You have to be tikkun brach in my pas. You just need it big enough to cut. Sounds like you don't actually need a shulling piece of bread. You don't need a whole piece of bread. Perhaps that, yeah.
But you just said, it just means to cut it. Maybe he says you keep it together, so it's still shulling, technically.
I'm saying, why do you need shalim? What's the milo of shalim, according to Rav Chiya? Mm-hmm. Does he say anything that there's a milo of having shalim? What's his whole idea? What do you need? You just need to cut the bread. So why do I care if it's shalim? Why do I care if it's just big enough to cut? Yeah.
From Tosfos, though, he's saying you definitely need to be able to cut a shalim. It's not enough to cut a slice. No, also, however small it gets, you can still probably cut it down. Even if it's the size of a cruiser, you still can't cut it down the time.
Do you agree with that?
No.
But you're saying, according to the reading of Torah, Rav Chiya is saying it's just it's an Indian of cutting. It doesn't matter what I cut, it's just a matter of
cutting. It seems like what he's saying, no? Sarah Shatil brach my pas, and look how Tosfos explains it. Rav Chiya is really like Sarah Shatil brach my pas, the MK Mainan Shatil brach the M Betsiya Sapas. Where does the Bechavan Shabbosia called Lachan? So by pas from Bakar, it's already cut. So Lachan Shlema Adam. Okay, so you want to say, you're arguing with me. You're saying that he's saying Kevan Shabbosia called him Lachan. So any time it's already pre cut, then you've already missed out.
Yeah, the Indian is to cut a full piece of bread.
To cut a full piece of bread. Okay, I said.
It's a Shlema
Adam,
though. It's a
deep.
It's just
keep going to Yigash Shlema. Right, so Tosfos is assuming the case is that it's a case of Shalem versus pasim bakar, right? So it's shalim or pasim bakar. What comes first?
If it was a small,
so you're arguing with me. I was saying that maybe Tosfos, according to Rav Chiya, that it doesn't have to be a whole. Ladaka has to be whole. It just has to be able to be cut, right? So that's the way I was reading it. So you're saying no. It had Tosfos. Dagitos came and shibit siya komachan. You can read it either way. I'm saying he's just talking about telling the Metzias. So the Pasim Bukhara is that it's Metzua Kodma.
That's just Metzias. Why is he bringing a case of Shlema?
Yeah. Why is Tosfos bringing the case of Shlema?
He's going to just brought a case, big piece, and
just bring another case.
Why would you bring a case of Shlema?
I agree with you, and keep that in mind when you read the Rishonim tomorrow. Okay, yeah, one second.
Isn't he really arguing, Tosfos is not arguing whether you can cut it or whether it's Shlema. He's arguing whether it's Shlema or it has Teresa Ben Hama, which is what she talked about earlier, or whether he was worried about Teresa Ben Hama.
The Machlok, the Shlema versus Teresa Ben Hama, is Tosfos trying to tell us what the case is. That's not the Machlok, it's in the Gemara. Right, Tosfos saying Machlok in the Gemara is not Teresa Ben Hama. Tosfos is saying, forget about Teresa now. Delete it from your memory. That's not what the Gemara is talking about here. The Gemara here is presenting with you a machlokas about whether or not you need a shalim or a pasanu bakar. Which, can you make a bracha of amotzi on pasanu bakara if you have a shalim in front of you? Maybe you should have to make it on shalim first. Tosfos is saying, according to Chibarashi, you can make it on pasanu bakara because it's chavim. According to Chibar, no. You need to make the bracha with the bitziya as you are cutting it, and seemingly pasim makara, either you cannot cut it at all, or since it's already cut, then you have already lost your chance to, I guess, cut it again.
It's not lost the chance, it's worse.
Right, so what I'm at, okay. All right, so you'll see the Rishon tomorrow what they say about your question. Okay, so basically what I'm asking you, and again, keep this on tomorrow, is you have to really understand what place Shalem has in this discussion. What place does Shalem have in this discussion? Is it just that's what Tosfos came up with, but Shalem has... what's the importance of Shalem? Why do we care about Shalem? So you're saying Shalem is Chashivas. So is that... Where did you see that in the Gemara?
Rashi.
Which Rashi?
Rashi.
Abu Kursi.
Prusa, given the Amras im Prisas a Prusa tefo, my Hashi Buse, my, I don't think that's what Raji's saying.
Well, he said, why does he have to say two Lashonos?
I think he's saying, what are you gaining by your argument? He's telling him, what are you gaining by your argument? Okay, either way, from the Gemara, from this question, whether you have it in Rashi, whether you have it in other Rishonim, to keep this in mind, what is the Maya, according to Tosos, that he's learning this in the din of Chash and Shalim, what is the Maya law of Shalim? Is it because it's Chashiv, or is it because that's what I can cut on? From the Gemara so far, all I saw about the Ma'alav Shalom is that you can cut it. What do I care if it's chashiv or not? It's a nicer piece of bread. It's more complete. Why do I care about completeness? Is it a din of chashivas or is it a din in the fact that I have to be both sayed? That keep in mind as you go, again, as you go through your Rishonim, we'll come back to that tomorrow.
Both sayed big things that are not.
You asked the same question before, and I'm telling you, good, and look at the Rishonim tomorrow.
I don't think look, that's what I'm saying then.
That's not what?
I don't think Tosos is not saying any different.
You think Tosos is saying that you don't need Shalom?
No, I do think he's saying you need Shalom. I think the only question is does Chavivus beat Shlemus? That's what he says Machlokes.
Does Chavivus beat Shlemus?
That's what he says Machlokes.
So what's the Milo Shalom? What are you being Botseya for? What is the Botseya
have to do with anything?
Yeah.
I already didn't explain.
The Gemara didn't explain. I'm saying, so far you're telling me Shalim because of Tosfos. I'm just saying, think about it for a second, and what does it have to do with the Gemara? Shalim versus Pasu and Makar versus Fathers. What is that? The Gemara doesn't say. First of all, the Gemara never mentions Chaviv. That's one thing. And the Gemara never mentions Shalom. So what you're saying, even if that's what Tosos is saying, you have to be bothered by where does Tosos get that from? It's not in either opinion. It's not explicit at all. And it doesn't. But it, okay.
So that, the fact that Tosos is
Okay. So when you read the other Rishonim, analyze it and see which you take your position of Tosos. That's what you think Tosos is saying, and try to line it up with the other Rishonim. Okay, so that's what Tosos says about the first two opinions. Again, one last time. What is the opinion of Chiya Barashi according to Tosfos? Right, what's our case? What's our Metzias? What's our underlying fundamental question of the Gemara? Right, so the question is, something's in front of you, the Metzias. Something's in front of you. A Shalim is in front of you, that's a Metzias. A Shalim's in front of you. And the question is, what comes first? Shalim or Pasanu Makar? So Rav Chiya Barashi says, what comes first? First opinion, what comes first? Why does Pasanu Makar come first? Because of Chavit. And according to the second opinion of Rav Chiya, he says, what comes first? The big piece of Pasanu, Shalim. Why? I'll give it to you. Why? Because it's Shalim. According to Tosos, because it's Shalim, we have to figure out what Pitzia has to do with that. But if you want to just, you know, narrow it down to just, I guess, one word, it's Chavit versus Shalom. Okay? We have to figure out what Betsy has to do with that. So where does Rabba come into this? So what is Rabba now arguing? Rabba comes along and says, no, Rav Chiya Barashi, you're wrong. Why are you wrong? What's flawed in your argument? What's flawed in your argument? Yeah?
It ends up just less either way.
Right. So what's your whole... You want to be Tichla Brachim Apas. So if your whole... I guess Tosos should tell us a little bit. If you're going to start off with Shalim, and we're going to say Shalim is so important, you're breaking the bread before you finish the bracha. Right? Shalim is so important. It's not just Shalim is important. Right? But the core question here is, where are you making your bracha? What are you making your bracha? You're going to eat the bread anyway. Right? So everybody, according to Rav Chiya and according to Rava, you have a Shalim bread in front of you. Right? Now the question is, so you're going to eat the Shalim bread. Forget about Pasuk Makar. That's thrown in the garbage. We're not eating that right now. We're making our bracha on a whole shalom piece of bread. So according to Rav Chiya, what are you doing? You're making the bracha as you're slicing the bread. So what's your bracha on? A slice of bread. So what did you gain by telling him, don't make a bracha on pasanu b'kara because it's just a slice of bread? According to you, it's a slice of bread anyway because you're making the bracha as you're slicing the bread. Rather, what should you do according to Rava? first make the bracha and then botseya. So the million-dollar question is, what does "and then botseya" mean? So if you would have asked me, and I'm going to ask you first, what would you say? Forget about Tosos, the Hilchos right now. What would you say that means? Rav is coming and arguing and saying, "Mivarech v'achar kach botseya." What does botseya mean? Yeah.
Separate a piece of bread from the...
So pretend you have a piece of challah in front of you, or pretend your pen's a knife here. What are you doing? Make your bracha.
Where's your... According to
what you think you should be doing. According to this... What do you think Rav is saying without Tosfos? Right, your gemara is your piece of bread, your pen's a knife.
So without Tosfos, I mean...
Don't say Shem HaMalchus. Yeah, go. What are you doing?
You say the bracha, finish the bracha, cut my bread all the way down to the...
When you said your bracha... And when you...
I'm not touching.
The bread's completely full.
Completely
shot.
I don't think Tosin is saying that, but...
I didn't say Tosin. I said, what do you think? What do you think makes more sense?
You cut it, and you say the bracha when my bread's completely full. Then I cut the whole slice of bread, and then I totally take it.
Okay, totally. Good. So if you would have asked me, I would have said that. That makes the most sense. He's saying his whole argument is you need a sholeh. So you have to make a bracha on a sholeh. Make a bracha on a shalim. So make your bracha and then cut it. That seems to me make more sense. And I guess whether or not Rashi's saying that, you'll have to. It depends on whether you read mafresh or mafris. But either way, let's see what Tosfos has to say. So behilchos hakirava. To mevarech v'achar kach botseya. Perish shelo yafresh haprusa min hapas ad acher habracha. So what does that mean? You don't separate. When did you do your cut?
Before.
You cut. How much did you cut?
Like a small
amount. A nick? What are you saying?
Could be any amount.
Any amount. Am I cutting all the way down?
No.
I'm not cutting all the way down. I'm not separating it. I mean, why not? Why
you
not?
You cut all the way down, not
separate.
Okay, so we have a few options here. Option number one is that I cut all the way down, straight through, and sort of hold the pieces together, right? I cut all the way through, but it's still shalom in the sense that the pieces are still together, and there's a slice through them, but it still looks whole. That's one option, that's what you want to say. Okay, so that's plausible, right? What are you saying? The same thing? Okay, but that's not what you were saying. What were you saying?
A little bit.
Are you brainwashed by what we do on Friday night? Is that what you mean? Is that what you mean that we're doing? We're making that little teeny...
Where do you see that?
You could cut as far
in
down
rubber.
As it is attached to it.
In rub? What are you saying?
You could cut as far down as long as it's still attached a bit at the bottom.
Still attached a bit at the bottom. Okay. Did you guys see the rush? You didn't see the rush.
No.
Okay, you see the rush. Okay, fine. All right, so what exactly the mitzvah here is of how far you're going... Is a discussion that the halacha might be passing like what the Rush says. So you'll see that tomorrow about exactly how far you have to go. But the assumption here is that you're not, according to the Rush, you're not going all the way down. What you're doing is you're cutting it a little bit, not the little Friday night little slick. You're cutting it enough that if you would pick up that slice of bread that you cut, so if you have the bread in front of you, make a cut, but you can still, if you pick up one side, the other side won't fall off. That's still considered shalom according to the Rosh. That's what you have to do. Yeah. Right. So let's read Tosfos. So perish lo yafresh harprusa min hapas ad acher habracha. V'yesh nogim levarach brechas hamotzi kodem shiachto kidei shteyapas shleima b'shas bracha v'en aminik nachum lasos. So this is what you wanted to say originally, right? This is what we wanted to say. Seems like the most pashup shah in the Gemara. First you make the bracha, don't touch the challah until after the bracha, then you cut it. Tosfos says, no, that's not the correct thing to do. Ein aminog nachon lasos. Why? Why not? Rabbi hesach hadas, ben habracha lachil. What does that mean?
Then you have to find a place to cut it.
Why do you have to find a place to
cut it? The other one is to cut anyway. It instead of eating hesach hadas. You know, you're doing an action between your eating and your...
You're doing it right again. According to Tosfos here is assuming that you didn't cut anything. So I was like, you didn't cut anything, it's a hesach hadas. Why? Because it's an action between your eating and your bracha and your eating. That's hesach hadas. Everybody likes it?
No. Starting a new action as opposed to finishing off moments where you've begun.
Okay, so you're saying that's a hasa chadas. Okay.
Same
issue. Right. So okay. So right here, what we're saying is that is fascinating. According to Tosfos, is that there's a difference between if the pas is halfway cut and if it's not halfway cut. If it's not cut at all, it's a hasa chadas. Halfway cut is not a hasa chadas. Watch. There's still a break in between your eating. You're talking about a split second. One and a half.
So
first question is, according to Tosfos, let's just point out clearly. According to Tosos, there's a difference. It's a hesech hadas if it's not cut at all. It's not hesech hadas if it's half cut. Okay, but why? If it's hesech hadas, it's not. It's not, it's not. Second question is, why is this called hesech hadas at all? I'm making a bracha, and part of my mitzvah of eating is that I'm cutting the bread. That's not a hefsek. It's not a hesech hadas. That's part of my eating. I gotta cut the bread. What's the big deal? Do I have to create some sort of machine that I will? You'll downstairs. You'll get your friend. We'll hold the sandwich to your mouth. So this way, I guess you can hold your own sandwich. Sure. You have to have the sandwich right in front of your mouth, and you have to say the bracha, and eat it in a second, half a second. It's on your plate. As of a das, you have to pick it up. So what? No, that's part of the eating. So why is Tosa saying that cutting is that's too far? I don't know. I would say that's not. Yeah.
Because in those days, the ovens weren't like consistent. So some pieces of bread was better than others. So you're going to make a bread on like the best piece.
So you're saying it would take them 5 minutes to cut the bread.
So you're going to find the right place, and you're going to find like there's a big piece of challah. You're going to find the best baked piece. You don't want a manky piece of unbaked challah.
So find it beforehand.
You make a big denser cut, and then afterwards
you find the piece and don't make it dense. Figure it out.
Don't make bread.
So according to you, you're going to make slices all over the bread until you find the right piece.
Find a piece and then make a slice.
So find a piece and don't make a slice.
I'll forget when I'm
right. So the question is as a glass. There's a sugya on the next Daf Mem, in the beginning of Daf Mem, where it talks about Tol Baruch and what's considered a Hesech Hadas in terms of can you say, take this and make a bracha. Is that? And the Gemara there says it's not Hesech Hadas. That's part of the Achila. That's not Hesech Hadas. So why here is it a Hesech Hadas? So let's go a little further. Keep those questions in mind. Okay, where are we? Okay. Now the Hesech Hadas being bracha l'Achila. Umiyu. And now Tosfos gets even more shver. Miu, the Shabbos nachon lahachmir ulevarech kodem shiyachter. So tishamet yado l'tzoa kodem shetifla bracha shaz lo yeh lo lechem mishnah. So Tosfos says, what about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, what a strange lashon. Nachon lahachmir. Why is this a chumra? Nachon lah. According to him, maybe it's a kula. Nachon lahachmir ulevarech kodem shiyachter. You should make the bracha before you do any slice. So tishamit yado l'tzoa kodem shetifla bracha. But maybe you're going to slip, and you're going to end up cutting too much, and then it's not going to be lechem mishnah. And merch shalach maskin to be enach tefla min pia. Odin shal yivtze kodem. You shouldn't. Again, here the question is: does he mean that he's yafresh, or does he mean chotech? But as he's saying, you should wait till they finish saying amen. So what is Tosa saying here? That for lunch on Shabbos, don't worry about it. On Shabbos, it's not Hesech Hadas. What? That's your question. That's on Shabbos, it's not Hesech Hadas? So what do you say?
You can apply his answer by Shabbos, but you can't apply it by the weekend. By Shabbos, you let the Mishnah, then the Hemshah, the Mitzvah, and then if it connects it to the Mitzvah, it connects. But by every single day, it doesn't connect it to the Bracha.
So it's less Hesech Hadas because it's more connected because you have left the Mishnah.
Shalom will come over, will override Hesech Hadas.
Shalom will override Hesech Hadas. So it's a balance. No. Okay, so is it Hesech Hadas or not Hesech Hadas?
It is, but we don't care.
That is a chashash, but we're more for
when you say chashash, what do you mean chashash? Is it hezchadas or is it not? Am I allowed to do that if it's hezchadas?
I don't know.
You're balancing things that we're not allowed to do here. Yeah, what do you say?
Well, more or less what Darren is saying is that we want to come down and say that the saints have mass of that, it's after two. During the week, it's after two, so to cut it right afterwards, you really maybe you should have had to cut it before, but on Shabbos, if you have a dinner where you for sure need to have a Mishnah, then it's for sure it's after two, though, in order to cut it after.
Okay, yes, I think that's what he's saying. That's a fair point, that it becomes Sarche Suda since you need the Lechem Mishnah. But keep in mind also, Tosfos isn't saying that you wouldn't have lechem. When do you not have lechem mishnah? Let's put it that way. When it breaks. So let's say I did everything the way it should be done during the week. Do I still have lechem mishnah?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's just we're afraid that you might slip your hands. So I'm saying it's just fascinating that it's a real problem hesed hadas, and because of a chashash that maybe you'll slip, we're saying therefore we don't care about the hesed hadas. Okay, so maybe you can answer that since there's Lacha Mishnah.
He thinks Lacha Mishnah is really important.
Lacha Mishnah is really important, yeah.
He's talking about like proper conduct of you, like the best thing to do if you're being concerned for this or that. He's not saying you should know Hagin, like this or that.
Okay, so right, so you're isolating the Isser from here. There's no Isser involved, it's just what's the best practice. Okay, so the question is that true about Hesach Hadas? Is there no... let's say you did have Hesach Hadas, so then where are you?
I don't know. Maybe it's like what Benny said, that you want, it's not if you do that, then it's halachically Hesach Hadas, but it can, depending on what is or isn't Hesach Hadas, this can get you very close to that.
Okay.
Because it is
Hesach Hadas. He says it is a Hesach Hadas. But either we don't care about the Hesach Hadas on Shabbos because Lacha Mishnah is more important than the Hesach Hadas, or maybe it's not Hesach Hadas because it's more Tzarchei Tzuda. Those are both possibilities. We'll see another one in a few minutes. We're going to see the Gra. Let's keep going. So those are all questions now. We don't really have an answer. So Yesh Shemavim Raya Shetzarch L'Sayim HaBracha Kodem Sheyivtze. So there are those that bring a proof that you need to finish the Bracha before you... Yivtza. What does Yivtza here mean? So if Tosos is saying what he should be saying from saying the same thing as Yivtza from before, then Yivtza should mean to what is it in portion? Yafresh. So on the side he says Yichto. Okay, so again, so there's whenever you see one of those, there's a reason why. That means that there's something going on here that's fishy. So Tosos here says, Yesh Mevim Raya Shetzarach L'Sayim HaBracha Kodem Sheyivtza or Sheyivto Midatani Rebbe Chiyah V'Yerushami. So the Rebbe Chiyah says in Yerushami, Eim HaBracha Nala Pasal B'Shashu Kores. You can only make a bracha when you are being Kores. V'Haimi Why Mishum Shem Yifros Kodem HaBracha. Let's say you separate before the bracha. What's the problem? Shemetipol haprusa miyado. Maybe it will fall from your hands. Lo yuchol la'achol prusa acheres sheyivtza below bracha. And you're not going to be able to eat another prusa because your bracha was only chal on that piece that just fell on the floor because you cut it beforehand. El yitzdarach lasor levarach, and you're going to have to make another bracha. V'yeshkan bracha levatala, and that's a bracha levatala. So if you're going to be porous before and it ends up falling on the floor, your bracha was only chal on that. Because this Yerushalmi is assuming that once you made some sort of distinction between how much you're eating, right? You're being botzeya on this. So I'm slicing my loaf of bread. That means I'm only going to eat the slice I'm only going to eat the half that I slice. We don't necessarily, this isn't necessarily true nowadays because I don't know. Again, maybe historically they used to cut their bread and that was all they ate from that bread, and they saved the rest for tomorrow. I don't know what the history is, but the assumption from this Yerushalmi is that the second you're pores, then the brach is only chal on what you were pores and not on the other half of it.
You made that much you're doing to be mason, you're making a suda now. So what does that have to do whether...
If you had in mind, let's say, to have the whole thing.
You had in mind to have a suda, not to have... I mean, so...
No, so that's not that... I guess it's a question in das. What was your das? And what I'm saying is that the das back then, at least, or the Yerushalmi is assuming, is your das is only on that prusa that you cut. Therefore, if you don't make a cut... Right, so what is he saying? Keep going to Tosfos. V'yesh kam bracha latol. Aval... im lo or im haya im lo ayatzor levarich al kol hapas. So
So I'm going to go with the imhaya. About imhaya tzarach levarach al kola pas, but let's say you made a bracha on all of the pas before it was cut, below yuchal lifros kodem abracha, as im tabla prusa enem avarach al prusa acheres v'yiftar b'bracha rishona. So then, if you make the bracha on the whole piece of bread, then you're fine, because even if something falls later on, your bracha was on everything, and there's no chash of a bracha levatal. So what is Tosfos doing by bringing this Yerushalmi? What's his goal?
Tell us that we're not cutting it totally beforehand.
Telling us that we're not cutting it totally. Again, we had first half of Tosfos. What does he tell us?
That
you should cut it a little bit before.
We're trying to understand, is it a little bit or is it all the way? Trying to understand how much now the Yerushalmi is going to tell us that it's, I can't be talking about all the way, because if you're talking about all the way, then you know that is a not a problem. So we must be talking, you're cutting it, you're making a like a small slice, not a.
Okay, interesting. I didn't even think about that, but it could be a good read. The Tosos is saying here that he's bringing a proof, first of all, like he's saying, right? The first half of Tosos is talking about what do? We're adding a third element, but really what Tosos is saying is, do you cut it? How much you cut it, we'll get to. But do you cut it at all before the bracha according to Rabbi, or you don't cut it at all? That's what Tosfos' question is, right? So he concludes in the beginning, at least, that what do? You should cut a little bit before. You cut it at some point before. Okay, so you want to say that here, he's bringing the Yerushalmi to show that you should definitely not cut it all the way and hold it together like that first explanation that somebody gave here, because then you're going to run into problems. But if you only cut it halfway, then you're saying then that's fine. And that if that falls on the floor, then you're still covered on the other half of bread. I'm not sure about that.
He's just going back to their first interview about Hasif Hadas. not to Shabbos. He's just bringing another riot to what he said in the beginning.
That you need to cut it beforehand. Yeah. Right. So you're saying that the Yerushalmi, but you're saying what he's adding with Yerushalmi is that he's telling us that you don't make it cut all the way, you only cut it part of the way. That could be, we'll see another explanation.
I think that you only need to cut it part of the way, so then you make your bracha on a complete entity. But when you lose a piece of bread on the floor, your bracha is still chal on the rest of the bread. So that if you cut it the whole way, your bracha is only chal on this piece of bread.
Okay, so you're saying, what you're saying is like is good. The only question is that true? Is it true that what's the Yerushalmi telling us? Is Yerushalmi telling us that that it's only a problem if I cut all the way, but if I cut part way, then it's not a problem? Or perhaps it doesn't make any sense to me, Svara. Because what's the Yerushalmi telling us? That once you make a cut, you're designating the part of the bread that you're eating. Who cares how big of a cut it is? Your cut is showing I'm only eating this half of the bread.
Still a whole piece of bread. The difference here is
that why can't you then you start cutting? Maybe the Yerushalmi. Tosfos is saying it's because of
Hesech Hadas,
nothing to do with designating. I'm cutting.
But the Yerushalmi is talking about designating. So that's why there's two parts of Tosfos. Tosfos in the beginning is telling us don't make the cut because, or make a little bit of a cut because of Hesech Hadas. Now he's saying, I'll bring you, seems what he's saying, the simple explanation, I'll bring you another proof for that from this Yerushalmi.
Maybe he's not saying
Yerushalmi
is talking about designating.
He's for sure he's talking about designating. But it comes to, if you're this way of reading Tosfos, Tosfos is fine. There's once the first Tosfos is first half of Tosfos saying you make a cut. Why? Because otherwise Hesech Hadas. Second half of Tosfos is saying I'll give you another reason why you make a cut only part of the way, I guess, is and not the whole way. But then Tosfos doesn't read so well because Tosfos is switching. Tosfos is switching from saying that you don't make that you make a cut, and he's saying but don't make a whole cut. I guess it is a way to read it. I'm saying I didn't read it that way. It is a way to read it. Tosfos is originally saying you make a cut because of Hesech Hadas, and he's saying but don't make the whole cut because otherwise you have the problem with Yerushalmi. I'm not sure if that's what Tosfos is saying. But yeah.
Could it be that Tosfos is bringing the reasoning maybe behind Rava versus Chia? Maybe Rava has this chashash for falling off.
But Rava, he was in the first half. He's also talking about Rava. Right, so there are those that question why Tosfos had to bring up question right from the Yerushalmi at all.
Because that nothing happened with the Shabbos, so he says, oh,
receive a Shabbos that we're not worried about Hesed Hadas. So I said, no, a Shabbos is different, and I'll bring you a Raya from Yerushalmi that really, that this is, this Hesed Hadas really is such a...
Yerushalmi's not talking about Hesed Hadas.
No, but we see that you have to cut beforehand, because...
Okay, that's nothing to do with Hesed Hadas. You're coming to the same conclusion from two different...
You have to cut beforehand, that what we talked, that what I said before, that this minhag that people have not to cut at all is not true. That really is not true, and I'll bring you right from the Yerushalmi. Don't get confused with Shabbos.
Okay, so all right, so we have we're gonna finish in a few minutes. So let me just speed through the rest without.
How do you read the couple words before the proof of Yerushalmi? It says it's why it's coming. It says the seven bracha according to Shabbos before you slice it completely.
Again, we're not sure if Tosa is saying kodem sheyivtsa, meaning the same thing he meant before, which means shalo yafresh, you're not going to separate it completely, which would then again go with what you're saying, right? Tosa's, here's the question, okay? So first, let's just do a few sources and then we're going to conclude. Let's go to the Marsha. When anybody missed their lunch, I remember it's painful when you're sitting here trying to go to lunch. So the Dirbaskal is Bez Aleph Dalet Debahinu Hachatichla. Right? So now, skip three, four lines. The first word on the line, if we have the same tefus, is Eino Muvanli. Everybody see that?
Yep.
So Eino Muvanli, Mat Sarech Raya Lezeh. What does it mean to bring a Raya from Yerushalmi? Pasek Hatha Hilksa Karabat, the Mavarach Rachaka Potseya. We already said the halacha is Mavarach Rachaka Potseya, which Tosfos says. Means that you make a little bit of a cut. So what are you bringing a raya from the Yerushalmi at all? What do you need a raya from the Yerushalmi? Seems to be what the Marsha is asking. If you go to, do you guys have an Imri Noam on you? Do you have a Nagari of Kovetz? Is he in the Kovetz? Is he? Yeah?
No.
Imri Noam, it's the Grub. Check your Kovetz. Yeah. You have it? Yeah.
We have it
I have. Do you guys have?
No.
It's not in there?
In the Quavis, it's bro.
It's bro.
If it's in there, it's not there right now. Okay. Alright, fine. So, all right. I'll just say what he says. Okay, so what Degra says is like this. He quotes Tosfos, and he says, Vakasha. Now keep in mind the Kashas that we've already asked until now. Vakasha, the Amrina Makama, the Afilu Tol Baruch Lo Abe Hefseg. Mishu shehu mishum shu meinyon achila v'kosha kein lachto halachem. So he says, number one, question is, how can Tosfos say it's a hefsek or hefsek hadas? We learn later on, this question we already pointed out, that tol baruch, if you say tol baruch, that's not a hefsek. Why? Because it's meinyon achila, it's part of achila. So he says, kosha kein, to cut the bread, is meinyon achila. You don't get more meinyon achila than cutting the bread that you're about to eat. So how can Tosfos say it's a hefsek hadas? That's number one. The old second question, why are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? So that's what the Gross question, those are two of the Gross questions. We'll go to an answer for a second. The plain shoes you have?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I'll just say it outside. So the Gross says something, the plain shoes says it also, but it says like this. Maybe you could explain Tosfos, and this nobody suggested, is that and this is because we don't really learn the sugya of Tol Baruch and Hesed Hadas, but maybe even Tol Baruch is only b'di'evet. The fact that you can say Tol Baruch and it's not considered Hesed Hadas is only a b'di'evet din. That really you're not supposed to be mafsik at all, right?
What is that you're saying
take the bread and make a baruch.
Tohu baruch?
Tol baruch. Tol is to take, baruch is to bless. So next up,
take the bread. When you cut the bread, say take the bread.
Tol, how do you spell that?
Look at that man. Beginning of that man.
Head above line on top, first line on top.
Well, what he's saying is
lichatchila. So he's saying lichatchila, you don't make anything. What the Gemara is telling us later on is that If b'diavad you make some sort of hafsek or some sort of hafsek hadas, it's not the end of the world. So therefore, you can say the same thing over here. That lechatchila Tosa is telling us that you shouldn't make any pause, you shouldn't make any break, and therefore cut it a little bit. You only have a little bit of a break. What about on Shabbos? So the truth is, it's not really a problem with Hesach Hadas. When Tosa says Hesach Hadas, he doesn't really mean Hesach Hadas. He means that there's an inyan of trying to minimize Hesach Hadas lechatchila. B'diavad, of course, Tosa agrees that it's not going to be a problem. And therefore, on Shabbos, Lacha Mishnah would beat out this lechatchila of not having any hesed, any hafsid. Right? So that's sort of somebody said that before?
Sorry, he says
Tehavi Hesach Hadas. Okay, so it doesn't fit in exactly with that Tehavi Hesach Hadas. If you look at Tamid Rabbein Yonah, his language is Shizeh Yira Hafsaka. So you can check that out. So Enoch Anami, he's lav dafking that line of Tosfos. When he says Tehavi Hesach Hadas, he means that it's not really Hesach Hadas. It's B'diavad Hesach Hadas. Lechatchila, don't do it, but the evidence is okay. And that's how you would understand Tosos. It doesn't fit in with the Lashon of Tosos so well, like you pointed out, so that's a good point. But the main point is this explanation of the Gra is actually in brackets in the Rinoam. This isn't what he likes. This is not the explanation he likes. The explanation he likes is like this. Listen to this. Ela Hanachon didn't come out so well in the photocopy. He says Tosfos is telling us, when should you make your bracha? Before you even cut it, while it's whole. And then we didn't say this in Tosfos, right? That's not what we're saying in Tosfos. He's saying that Tosfos really, based on my kashas, Tosfos, I really think the din is what? You make the bracha before you cut anything. And what's his raya? Ba'av Tosfos ba'atzmo chazru. They went back on what they said. Where did they go back on what they said? The kasvu yesh nevi'in raya shetzarach l'sayim kodem sheyifsa me'a Yerushalmi. They say from the Yerushalmi, the Gra saying Tosfos is being closer on what he said. So let's think about this for a second. How do you read this Tosfos according to the Gra? Right, the Tosfos is starting off saying that you should really make a cut in the bread before you make the bracha. Make a little bit of a cut. Right? And then he brings a Yerushalmi. So what's the Gra telling us at this Yerushalmi? Same, look back in Tosfos. What's the Yerushalmi according to the Gra's reading of Tosfos?
Like Rav Nassim had.
Like Rav Nassim had.
Say the Gra says the
Yeah, good. So what does it mean here? So go back. Yerushalmi, there's some that bring a Yesh Mevi'im Raya Shetzarech L'sayim HaBracha Kodem Sheh. What should that word be? It is Yiftza. What does Yiftza mean? Yichto. He's saying there, he's being chosen. He's saying there are those that bring a raya that you have to make the bracha even before you cut it. Tosfos until now saying you have to cut it before you make the bracha, even according to Rava. We said that's not the Pashim Shad in the Gemara. We thought the Gemara is saying you shouldn't cut it at all. The Gra says, Tosfos logically doesn't make any sense. This whole thing about Hesach Hadas, and he's being sosur himself, what about Shabbos? And he's saying, therefore, based on the fact that we have all these kashas on Tosfos, and the fact that he's reading into Tosfos, that Tosfos themselves are being chozer by bringing a raya for the Yerushalmi, that you shouldn't cut anything before you make a bracha. Why shouldn't I cut anything before I make a bracha according to Yerushalmi? According to the way the Gra is reading it, why shouldn't I cut anything? Because if I make any sort of cut, what's going to happen? I'm designating it as this is the only part of the bread that I'm eating, and if it falls, then I'm going to have to make a bracha, and it's going to be a bracha of atala. Therefore, I can't touch this piece of bread before I make my hamotzi. That's how the Gra is reading Tosos is bringing in the Yerushalmi, that they're being chozer from their opinion.
So why would he use the Lashon Enoch Nachon Lasus?
Wait a second.
If he says Enoch Nachon Lasus came, then what? He could have brought down the sheets.
You're saying the Gra has to bring a better proof. It's on the Gra to bring...
himself should have said, you could ask a cash on this, and what... But I'll say, okay, but really the right.
He shouldn't have started off so strong saying we shouldn't do it, and then transition into a raya against it, especially without when that raya is not so strong, you can read the raya the other way. So you're saying,
you have to make a gears of change.
But you don't really have to make a gears of change. But you do have to say Tosos.
No, I don't have Oyz Vada.
Right, but you wouldn't be saying that Tosos, when he says butts on the second time, is saying it differently than what he meant the first time. You could say, again.
Many different times.
So I agree with you. The Gra is a Chiddush. The Gra's reading of Tosos and the fact that Tosos being Chozer is a Chiddush. You could read it in. It doesn't fit in perfectly. But one of the reasons why I think it's fascinating is that, just logically, it makes more sense. Okay? That's what we said in the beginning. We said that it makes more sense, according to Rabbah, that he's telling us, don't touch the bread until you make the bracha. Those are the words. Mevarech v'achak potzeh. So Tosfos says potzeh, oh, don't think potzeh. It means chituch. It really means to be mafresh. Right? But it seems like Rabbah is saying, don't touch it at all. So, and the Gra says, even Tosfos themselves doesn't make any sense, because why? What are our kashas on Tosfos? A few of the kashas on Tosfos. Number one, why is it Hesach Hadas? Right? Number two,
why are you allowed to do it on
Shabbos? It's Tosfos himself. The Rav in the Rosh Hashanah leaves Tosfos in Sarachin. He says, doesn't understand how the Tosfos is Tosfos himself. He says that you can do it, it's Hesach Hadas, but you can do it on Shabbos. He leaves it in Sarachin. He doesn't understand it. So it's Shver. And then the third question, which the Rav raises, which perhaps you can answer, but it's also a little Shver, that you're saying that cutting it halfway, that's not Hesed Abbas. Cutting it no way is a Hesed Abbas. You still have to cut it, right? It's not going into your mouth right away. And I'm just practically talking really about a second here, and it's all Tzorach Achila. I really don't understand how this can be a Hesech Hadas, unless you say Tosos means that it's not really Hesech Hadas, and it's a Ke'en Hesech Hadas, which he doesn't say either, unless you read it like Rabbeinu Yonah reads it, which he says is Shazay Yira Hafsaka. Fine. Questions?
Why can't you just say that when you cut it, you're not designated yet? Cutting isn't...
Yerushalmi says, cutting is designated.
Why does Tosos say that cutting is designated?
Cutting is designated. According to
cutting is designated, I want to eat this, but it's not saying I'm limiting my whole achila.
That's how the Yerushalmi learned. Whether or not that means cutting it all the way, halfway, or full way, depends on how you read Tosos. How you read Tosos bringing Yerushalmi.
But nowadays, when I make hamotzi, they say
nowadays I'm not talking halacha maaseh. Right, this talking the Yerushalmi is just assuming that that's the halacha for back then. Yeah.
Why can't it be that even if, like, let it be a Hesach Hadad, it doesn't necessarily mean you ruin. Say it's a Hesach Hadad, but still be the other, you're fine. Is there some sort of law that demands a Hesach Hadad?
Are you trying to minimize Hesach Hadad? I don't know. What happens if you have Hesach Hadad? Is that making a problem?
So can we say even it's a Hesach Hadad, but it's B'dievid, you're still okay because the
I think if it's a Hesach Hadad, if it's a real Hesach Hadad, I think you have to make a new bracha. I'm not sure, you have to learn it next week. Okay, so for tomorrow, try to go through Rishonim, think about some of the things that we raised as we went through the Tosos in about the question that we raised, and we shall meet again with Rishonim.